everybody that's watching via webcast. This is really odd for me, especially hearing JP do that introduction. But it is honestly my privilege and honor to be here tonight for the Work at Home Profit Zone, which is honestly a website that I believe is really just amazing for those of you that are working from home and you're looking to build your business and looking to get ahead financially, looking to get ahead financially without it costing you an outrageous amount of time or money, looking to be able to improve every area of your life. I believe that the Work at Home Profit Zone by far, is second to none. And so you truly are blessed to be able to have all of that free content that the Work at Home Profit Zone has. And it's honestly, I feel blessed to be able to be a part of the call tonight. And thanks so much for coming online here live. For those of you that are watching via the web and those of you that are listening, we want to welcome you. Now, my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a uneducated 19-year-old female who got introduced to the business community not thinking that I would ever succeed in anything. Due to the fact that I was raised in a very abusive home, my parents were not business people at all. They weren't even educated. And the truth is that my father didn't even really ever have a job. And so, and my mother either. They both stayed at homes. They snorted a lot of lines. They smoked a lot of weed. They popped a lot of pills. And so there wasn't like a real, in fact, there wasn't any work ethic at all. And so anyway, so when I got introduced to the business world, I didn't think that people like me could succeed in anything. But I got started on a failure equation, and my failure equation was this, that if I failed by 90% those top-level income earners, and if it took me 20 years to get good at it, and yet I failed their income by 90%, I still would be doing better working for this, working for myself, than I would at, you know, doing, working at JCPenney's or at another, you know, restaurant or another health and nutrition store or whatever. And so this is why I chose to get started. And fortunately, it didn't take 20 years, and I was terrible in the very beginning. In fact, my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I went severely into debt. Going to different types of training seminars really helped me tremendously. In fact, after 6 months of failure, came out of my first training and made $4,000 in 8 short days. Just after that, the next check, after bringing 11 people to the next event with me, I figured, I'm in the process of learning. I have not yet mastered these skills. I just had a great month. However, I want to make sure that the people that I'm getting started in my enterprise, that they have the same opportunity that I have. And that opportunity was not just the product or the service or the compensation, but that opportunity was, well, of course, the chance to learn how to master the skills and how to be developed and how to become leadership in the business community. And so I did so. I brought 11 people back with me, invested more money into my education. That month, my check was over $11,000. That blew my mind. Give me a break. From $4,000 to $11,000. The next month, I caught on really fast. I just continued to bring more and more people back to that venue so that my people could have the same exact opportunity that I had and the first 11 people had. And so I continued to bring more and more people. And following that, my check jumped up to $15,000, then just under $21,000. So then I ran off. I got married, did something very stupid, married a guy with about 7 days knowing him, and wound up completely dead broke. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. I wound up completely homeless. Now, I want you to imagine, I grew up in this nasty life. I then have some success. I then lose it all. And I'm thinking, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to end this life, because so far, I only had a short little period of anything that was happy and good. And I was ready to quit on every area of my life. I was ready to quit on me. I figured, again, yeah, people like me don't ever succeed in anything. I just got lucky. It was just a fairy tale thing that just happened for me. But the life of hard times and failure seems to be the life for me. So I stayed there for too long. I wound up homeless for way too long. I wound up gaining a whole lot of weight and came to the very end of that and decided to use the skills that I had invested into the year before, all those training seminars that I had gone through the year before. I decided I'm going to apply some of those things that I learned. I also left behind some of the things that I learned because it turned out the people were crooks. However, from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, was able to generate in 4 days $2,000. No phone, no physical address, no people that I knew. I'm 3,000 miles away from anything that is familiar. And was able to generate $2,000 in just 10 hours. I had been working full-time as a cocktail waitress. 10 hours is all I had. The next month, put in 30 hours, made $6,540. The next month, made over $10,000 by now starting to develop and train other people how to do what I was doing while I was doing it. I wound up literally with a couple hundred customers within just a couple of months. Would you like to learn how to do that? Could you imagine having everything turn around in your business, in your life, all at once? I mean, could you imagine what that would feel like, from totally failing to seeing some hardcore tangible results, some hardcore tangible success? I mean, could you imagine how insane that could be for your life? Well, by the end of my 10th month, I was making over $80,000 a month. And then, thanks, Lisa. And then my first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, wound up making made over $1 million, which is crazy. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. And so if someone like me could rise up literally out of ash heaps, someone like me could rise up out of failure, then most certainly so can you. And so you're here tonight, and Work at Home Profit Zone brought me in tonight to be able to give you a few tips, a few techniques that you can take and implement tomorrow. Meaning, the information that we're going to share with you tomorrow, if not tonight, if you're here on the West Coast, tonight you can implement these things. And if you're in a home-based business, you are so blessed. I can't think of a better opportunity for you all to be in than this industry right now, right here, in the midst of what's going on in the economy. There couldn't be a more perfect time. In the midst of what's going on inside of the government, in the midst of a war, between all of the chaos that's happening, I will tell you that throughout the years, and I've been in the industry for now just about 20 years, which is crazy, over 20 years. So for me to be able to start 20 years ago and to have this level of success in making millions and millions and millions of dollars of years by helping other people to succeed. And my first days being that homeless cocktail waitress was started in a war. The war had just been announced. The hotels had just laid off thousands of people. The economy just crashed for tourism hardcore. And people typically during that time would be terrified of spending any money, terrified of going anywhere, terrified of everything. I mean, they're literally looking at their futures like it's, you know, it's all grim and it's going to be horrible and it's never going to get any better. Well, guess what? You're sitting in very similar circumstances as I was then. But here's the proof. The proof is the industry that you're in. Now, I can't think of too many other industries that really, really, really excel like this one excels and grows and thrives on a bad economy. This one does. And why? Because you and I both know that there are people that have put everything they have into real estate, or they put everything they had into mortgages, or they put everything they had into the IT industry, or they put everything they had into their companies that promised the sun, the moon, and the stars, you know, to take care of them for the future. And yet here they are right now, layoff after layoff. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have been laid off. And it's horrible, and it's sad, and it's terrible. My heart breaks for that. My heart is filled with compassion for those people that are suffering, not knowing, how am I going to put food on the table for my family? How am I going to make the mortgage payment this month? What am I going to do? How am I going to find another position, you know, that is as good, if not better, or that is at least comparable as the one that I just lost? And so here's what's so gorgeous about this. You know, you don't have a storefront. You don't have a monster overhead. You don't have a warehouse full of millions of dollars worth of product, or you don't also don't have $1 million invested into a service that, you know, you'll never be able to recoup. Somebody else has already done that for you, and those are the companies in which you all represent. And I know we have hundreds of companies represented on the phone right now. So we are blessed, you guys. We are so blessed to be a part of what we are a part of, because this is where we all get the chance to go out and find amazing brand new people that are going to have the biggest opportunity to grow incredible incomes and be an example in their communities, with their families, in their former workplaces or in their current workplaces, where they can be an example of rising up out of a horrible situation, taking control over their financial future, learning some new skill sets, mastering those things, and getting some crazy results. So this is that time. And you'll see in the next 90 days, you're going to see some crazy testimonials rise up from Work at Home Profit Zone, because we are on a mission together. As we've teamed up together, we are on a mission. As you've teamed up with us, we're on a mission to make some crazy things happen. So listen closely. get your pen, get your paper, take some wild notes, because this is going to be a killer, killer call. I promise you, not because I'm good at what I do, that's not why, but because the questions that are going to be coming from the field, you that are listening right now, you have the opportunity to answer questions. I've got topics that I want to direct questions from, and tonight we're going to answer those questions. So the first actual question that I want to do tonight, because last Monday when Work at Home Profit Zone brought me in, we did whatever questions it was that was going to come up. We called it all business. Well, tonight I want to talk about duplication. Last week's call, if you weren't able to be on that call, I'm so sorry. It's because we weren't able to stream it live on the web. Sorry that you missed that. I'll make sure that you don't miss it again. But you can go actually to the workathomeprofitzone.com right now, and you can actually listen to the call that was recorded live last week, 7 days ago today. And it was a two-hour bonus call. It was all Q&A, lots on prospecting that was done, and various other topics that were done. So go ahead and go back to the website. Go to Work at Home Profit Zone. Find the archive of calls. If you're not a member yet in there, get in there. There's free, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free information that's available for you and anybody else that you want to direct to that site. They can listen for free, literally, for at least 100 hours. They can listen for free to past calls just like this call. You won't be able to see it again, but you'll be able to hear it at least, and that, trust me, is plenty and good enough. Okay, so here's how this is going to work. I know, let's see, who's the operator for tonight? Jody, how are you, girl?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
Good. So Shane will be the operator with me tonight.
I'm stepping in momentarily.
Okay, girl.
I am here.
Well, Shane, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Danny. How are you doing?
Good. So you got lots and lots of people listening.
Yes.
From all over the world right now, actually, which is kind of exciting. So your voice is going to be known amongst all these people from all these different walks of life and industries, which is awesome. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and explain how to do this. Now, listen, those of you that are listening, Shane is actually going to help me monitor the call tonight. And what we're going to do is the topic that I want to talk about tonight is duplication. It seems to be like the biggest mystery in the industry of the home-based business industry. It's a giant mystery. I feel very blessed that I figured out some things early on, after failing and then learning how to succeed. I figured out how to be able to start making duplication happen to where that I wasn't the only one that had the skill sets that I had, that I wasn't the only one that could close, I wasn't the only one that could prospect, I wasn't the only one that could present. In fact, just today I was talking with some clients of mine that are precious to me, Mary Starr, Julie Bailing, and Crystal Parrott. We had quite a long, actually, time together. They booked several coaching appointments or two coaching appointments together back to back, and we went into some really awesome specific stuff, really increasing their skill sets, and man, I was excited about it so much that I'm like, oh, it makes me want to get on the phone and do it right now. But listen, the conference call with them had to do with more of a leadership level of skill sets, more of motivating people. Well, duplication always seems to be the big, green, ugly monster that people just cannot figure out how to get over. Tonight, hopefully, we'll be able to share some information about how to do that. So this is how it's going to work. If you have a question concerning duplication, how do I get my organization to duplicate? How do I get them to go in the direction that I need them to go? How do I get them to go to work? If you have questions concerning this, really what I'm looking for is the leaders that are on the call, because I know there's some of you that have thousands and thousands of people in your organization, and you're on the phone with some of them even tonight. That's who I want to direct this to right now. If you are a leader, you have an organization, this is how it's going to work. You're going to press the number one. That's going to get you into a queue with Shane. Shane then will let me know your name, and that means you have the floor, and it's just you and me. Everybody else is listening, but it's just you and me, and I'm going to help to coach you to figure out if I can help you figure out how to solve this big green monster called duplication. So, Shane, it's all yours.
All right, at this time, if you have a question, please press the number one on the touchtone phone now. Remember, pressing the number one more than once will remove you from the queue, so be sure to press it only once, and we'll get all the questions in the order that they are received. If you give me just a couple moments, we'll get the first question.
Cool. I like your voice, Shane.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, first up, Danny, we have Charlotte in Las Vegas.
Cool. Charlotte Swartz.
Hi.
Hi, lady. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm doing so good. Hey, you know what, baby? Just real quick, if you can give me a dynasty-style 30-second tell everyone what has happened in your life, in your business, since First Step Success in creating a dynasty. I know you weren't prepared, but fire away, baby.
My name's Charlotte. I'm from the Las Vegas area. I'm a single mom since plugging into First Steps to Success and Dynasty repeated times. My life has absolutely transformed. My daughter has total... there are no words. My business has exploded. My daughter is an accelerated student. She's happy. She's 14. She's healthy. She's normal. There's no drama. There's no chaos. There's no MySpace. By her choice, having also been groomed by you, the results are in my business tangible and in my life intangible.
Awesome. So I know that you went from somebody that couldn't recruit anybody.
Yes, I sucked.
To now, I mean, because you have to remember back when we first met. Hearing those stories of people that grew their closing ratios and made all this crazy stuff happen, and you sitting on the other end of the line going, when's it my turn or whatever. What are your results now versus what they were then?
My results now, my very favorite thing to do is to work a cold market. Can you believe it?
No.
I absolutely love doing dials. I add, at least a team member or two a day. I've got a group of people that are doing the very same thing, plugged into Tom, plugged into EarnPro, plugged into you. It's phenomenal.
How crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Now, what did it used to take for you to get one person a month?
Oh, please, to get me to pick up the phone. That running down the back of my legs.
Now, you all that are listening, I hope you heard what she just said. She was one of those, and Charlotte, I want you to write this down. It's very important that you write this down. She was one of those that was afraid to pick up the phone. Now, there are hundreds of you listening to me right now. You're the same way. And then when she finally picked up the phone, she hated it. And the prospects could tell.
You spent 20 minutes with me going over the, hey, this is Charlotte, how's it going?
No.
You told me for 1 month to do F, and the nail salon lady, because she was held captive, asked me what I was selling. I sucked so bad.
Excuse me, that's so awesome. That's got to give a lot of people hope.
But what you did tell me was whatever it takes, whatever amount of money you have to spend, it was worth it. And for me, when I started with you, I wasn't one of those people that, plugged in. I have people on my team that are so much better than I am. And it was, for me, it was the Harvard Business School of Home Business. I was willing to do whatever it took. I was willing to go to however many events I went to, whatever coaching, and however long that was.
That's awesome.
And today I do have some results.
And now you have an organization.
You're
making money.
I am.
Man, how awesome is that? Okay, what can I help you with from this stage? Because I wanted people to understand where you came from. It's been how many years? 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, so it's been 2 years starting from terrified to pick up the phone to can't even get someone to actually want to have a conversation with you. Because I remember you said, okay, so Charlotte, tell me what happened. You're like, everyone just says not interested. Or they lie and they say that they are not the person I was looking for. Is Sherilyn? I'm sorry. Nope, she's not. So these are the challenges that Charlotte started with. And mind you, by the way, I didn't know Charlotte was the first person that we're going to have on the queue. This is not canned. This is not choreographed. But to go from terrified to no one wanting to, have a conversation to people hanging up on her, to her being diligent and entering in, prospecting and closing teleseminars, prospecting and closing classes. I mean, I don't know how many First Steps events you've been to, 20 or more, I'm sure. Every creating a dynasty that came up over the last couple of years, seeing the transformation in you, now the kind of leader. And I remember that too, because you even got to the point where, okay, Danny, I can sell product. I can move product, but man, I don't want to recruit. Then we got her through that. And then it was like, okay, wow, she's recruiting. She's got high closing ratios. She's doing awesome. And then it was like, but no one's following me. Don't you remember? That was probably one of our last conversations. Like you couldn't get anyone to do, you didn't want really anyone to be in that way with you anyway.
You know what I learned how to do was I learned how The truth is, in this business or in any other, whether you're playing basketball or shooting golf balls or whatever it is, it's always, I do the same activity every day. I get up
yep.
in the morning, I take my kid to school, and I start doing dials.
Yep.
And I do them, and I took your advice from last week. I don't check the email first. I just do the dials. First
Good
thing
job.
First, I get it out of the way. I plug them into the system. There's no mystery. I read a script, take them to a simple presentation, and read another script. and everything else has to do with the EarnPro system, the leads. Are you working cold, warm, or lukewarm, or do
mm-hmm.
you want to do a combination of them all? And I just mimic you. It just flies out of my mouth.
I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. It's amazing. Okay, what can I help you with at the level that you are now and to help take you up to a whole nother notch?
Time management.
Okay. So concerning duplication, what do you mean?
Concerning duplication, concerning not spending the 80% on my core responsibilities.
Not spending. Okay. So
as your group grows and you've got a lot of people to work with and you really want to serve them, even in groups.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the time, and my heart is I want to prospect more.
Okay. So give me a typical day, what the hours look like, and excuse me while I put my hair up. I'm sweating like a pig. Okay, go ahead. All right, so tell me, how many hours a day are you spending in prospecting? Because I know the little formula, that is, not always optimal to be able to do. However, it's a great gauge. So 80% of the time spent on prospecting, 19% of the time spent on training with your organization, 1% of your time in problem solving. Give me I know that's the aim. Charlotte, can you believe that you actually have this question today?
Can you believe that I actually do OJTs and all that other stuff too?
This is just nuts. I'm so proud of you, man. You're inspiring me. Okay, so tell me what does it really look like? Are you 80% of the time prospecting or not?
I try to do double duty with OJT type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to spend a minimum of 4 hours a day prospecting.
Okay, 4 hours prospecting. How many hours a week are you working on average?
Oh, I try to call myself full-time, but man, it's something's always missing, and I only have one kid. and she's pretty
self-sufficient. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense that I'm as strapped as I am with time.
Okay, so just tell me what that looks like. I want
to
know how many hours.
Eight.
How many hours a week are you working?
50.
Okay.
And I'm spending maybe 4 hours a day prospecting.
Okay, so that's 20 hours a week prospecting. So it's less than 50% of your time
yeah.
in prospecting. Okay, so you're probably down more like 40-45%. All right, honey, we got some things to shore up. Now listen to me, okay? You need to understand, and just from us working together for so long, that in the beginning, okay, in the beginning, of learning how to prospect, you can get good at time management. That wasn't an issue before. It is an issue now because you have an organization now. You have people that you're leading now, and you're leading so very well with those people. But at the same time, I know how important your daughter is, and I know how important your health is, and I'm going to tell you this because I know that there's a racehorse inside of you. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And 50 hours a week is a good sprint. That is not running for the marathon, and you have roughly 4 years left with that baby in your house. And there is nothing more important than that relationship that you'll have with her, and there's nothing that can replace time with her. And I know that you're good at, having dates with her. I know that you're good at setting time aside to spend with her. And you don't have the husband thing to have to, juggle. You don't have extracurricular outside relationships to have to juggle. And so I'd love it if I could get you down to 40 hours a week. There's no reason for 50. And so what happens is, again, in the beginning in a career, when people are first learning how to get good at this business, in the beginning, they hate picking up the phone. So therefore, they twiddle their thumbs, they do a bunch of busy work, and they call it working. That no one gets paid for checking email. We get paid for getting sales. We get paid for signing people up. And so so in the beginning, we have to motivate ourselves to pick up the phone. And then once we've gotten past that hump and now we're getting good at it, now it becomes almost like an addiction to us. and now we can't stop. So then you have to, you're on the other side of the fence where it's like, time out, chill out. Now we need self-control and slowing ourselves down a little bit so we can last the long haul. Not only that, I had a conversation recently with a young fellow that that when he first came to me, he had been failing in the industry for 10 years. And when he first came to First Steps, he had record month, and then he brought loads of people through First Steps to Success and allowed the system of First Steps to train up his leadership. And then what happened was that he thought in his mind that somehow the model was supposed to change, and he started spending outrageous hours and outrageous money investing, reinvesting, I mean outrageous money, meaning 90% of his income, and his income is very high, ridiculously high. And I just said, no one can duplicate that. If you're making, I'm just going to throw an oblivious number out there. I'm not talking about the individual. But if someone's making $500,000 a year, but they're spending $400,000 or $450,000 to make the $500,000, shoot, get a job. That seems stupid to invest 90% of your income, 95% of your income, just to make the income seems, you know, seems ridiculous at that high level. And so, so what I'm going to tell you is the same. That there, in the beginning, you know, we have this model. It's simple. Pick up the phone, read a script, read another script, teach someone else how to read the script. Real simple. But as we get this organization, it is a natural pull inside of us to develop codependent relationships. And just as I told him, I said, listen, no one in your organization can spend the amount, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, on their business. They cannot. They will not. And they will quit if they think they're supposed to. I said, so the example that we set is the example that we want others to live by. Therefore, we have to live it. And so, Charlotte, you know that I built a whole organization on part-time hours. The most my top leadership ever worked was 15 hours a week. That's it. And they generated a six-figure income on 15 hours a week. And we're talking rookies who had never been in the business before. They only had 15 hours. When they walked away from their jobs, and some of them had like huge families, four or five kids, they still only worked that business 15 hours and generated six figures. My entire no one in my organization ever worked 40 hours a week. Never. I didn't. They didn't. But we were amazingly proficient, and we had amazing skill sets. Now hear me. Watch, Charlotte, and you know this equation. And everybody else, listen to this. If, and again, this is more of a time management. Well, it's both. It's time management and duplication. Charlotte, you had to first become the one who could actually close somebody. Actually, you had to first become the one that you had to learn the skill sets to get someone to actually want to have a conversation with you on the phone. You learned that. It took time. And Charlotte, who made the investment to learn it?
I did.
Yes, you did. And you made that investment after months of failing, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You did. And you continued to persist, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Charlotte, you can't take that away from your people. If you're going to duplicate you, people are going to have to make the same. Now, Charlotte, didn't I fail for 6 months?
Yes, you did.
I didn't sponsor. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything. I went broke. But I had to make the investment in me. And no one can take that away from the two of us. If we hadn't, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And so the tendency is we don't want it to be as hard for somebody else. It's not going to be as hard for somebody else because at least you have a place to direct them. In the very beginning of your career, you didn't even have that.
I didn't have any of what I have now.
Right. So now what you have is far better than what you started with, which means you're already giving them a better chance to succeed. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
But we cannot take away this very fact. No matter what, to succeed in anything in life, someone's going to have to make that investment to learn that skill set themselves, no matter how much we talk to them, no matter how much we try to help them, no matter how much we try to give to them, they're still going to take their own choice, make their own way, and ride their own road, period, end of story, in their own vehicle. So if, okay, again, you had to start from getting someone to actually not hang up on you to then being somebody who could close, then it was you were the only one that could close in your whole organization. Remember, you were the only one that could get anything done. You were the only one that could invite people. You were the only one that could present. You were the only one that could close. Now to, oh, I have an organization of people who are at least trying, and I have some that are actually doing. Perfect. With that organization, I want you to do this equation. This is more for everyone that's listening than it is for you, but a reminder for you. Okay. Let's say you have 10 people in your group, which I know you have far more than that, but let's just say there's 10 people in your group. out of 10 people, if they all have a 10% closing ratio, which is very good, that's a very high closing ratio, to be honest with you, in most industries and in most cases. So with a 10% closing ratio, if you have 10 people, and let's say that those 10 people talk to 5 people a month, they present to 5 people per week, all right? That's 50 people per week in your organization that are looking at the opportunity, correct?
Right.
And with a 10% closing ratio, what does that tell us? That means 5 new people are joining each week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch. If you take those same 10 people, and if the same 10 people, listen to me, made the same investment into themselves that you did, and they increased their closing ratio as you did, right?
Yes.
Let's say that their closing ratio doesn't even go to where yours is. Let's say it only doubles to 20%. You take the same 10 people that are presenting to the same 5 people. It's a total of 50 people a week, but now we have a 20% closing ratio instead of a 10% closing ratio. What is this?
10 people.
10 people per week in your business times 4 weeks, 40 people per month. Now watch. There's only one thing that happened. It wasn't that more people were presented to. What happened?
They got better at their closing ratios.
They got better at their closing ratios. So therefore, watch this. What happened to them personally? What's the result they experienced?
They grew. They became business owners.
Not only did they become business owners, and yes, but watch this. In the same amount of time, okay, they doubled their income. They doubled their results. With the same 10 hours a week, let's say that's all they had, to present to 5 people a week, which in 10 hours a week, you should be able to present to 5 people a week. You should be able to present to more than 5 people a week easily on 10 hours. Like I said, I had a whole organization that worked anywhere from 5 to 15 hours a week, and my top people that were six-figure income earners never worked more than 15 hours a week. When they first got started or later on when they had thousands and thousands and thousands of people in their organization. One gal that we raised up had over 10,000 people in her organization in 2 years. That's a lot of stinking people. A lot. So when the organization and their skill sets can improve, then what that means is that in less time, they can earn more money. Also, in less time, on your part, you're also earning more money. Less time, more money. That's the name of the equation. It goes with everything. It goes with as their time management skills improve. They are wasting less time on busybody checking email skills. They waste less time on activity-oriented skills that get no results. But as their skill sets improve, and you have to have the patience to let that happen in them, more of your time invested, Charlotte, is not going to make them grow faster. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Come on. Do you remember when you were pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. 9-month cycle, right?
Yes.
I know you were like me. Is it over yet?
Oh, please. Get it out.
Right. I mean, is the 9 months over yet? Why is this taking so long?
It's
okay.
10 months. It's 40 weeks.
I know. It's terrible. And you feel terrible. But here's the deal. You cannot speed up those 40 weeks now, can you?
No.
No. It is a process that each one of your people are going to have to go through. It's patience on your part to realize, I remember. I was just like that. And you want to have all the answers for them to say, okay, well, this is how. Because if you're working 50 hours a week, the thing that got you the success of 1 to 2 people a day was not spending 30 hours a week solving people's problems. Isn't that correct?
It is.
Yes. So you have to decide, do you want to be duplicatable or not?
I want to be very duplicatable.
Then you must be patient with your people. Do what you're doing. I want you to go back to your 80. Prospect. This weekend in Detroit, we are going to be hardcore focusing on what I worked with these 3 women today with. Oh, I'm so excited about it. It makes me want to get on the phone and do it myself. is building the fire. Because if you have the ability to bring in that level of people, oh my gosh, you have the ability to build some fat paychecks really fast for people and develop leadership really fast. And therefore, you have a pitch that other people don't have. And that is this: listen, I'm looking to build a 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever, or an organization of this size this month. Whoever's going to be this project will benefit from my work and effort. I don't know who that person's going to be, but here's what I do know. It will not be somebody that doesn't follow directions. I'm looking for someone that's going to follow directions. I'm looking for somebody that is going, that wants to be in a leadership role, who wants to be able to lead these people to success, and that is not based on any of your past experience and past jobs. This is a new profession. It is a new field, therefore takes new skills. A doctor and a dentist have different skill sets. And for a dentist to think that he can operate on somebody like a doctor, that would be called foolishness. Those are two different skill sets. And so I appreciate your past as an engineer, and there's some of those skills that may help you. However, comma, this is a whole new field, and I'm looking to raise somebody up as a professional in this industry. And so therefore, you must do what I've done and go to First Steps to Success. So here's your application now. Go ahead and fill it out. And that makes you have the opportunity to perhaps, I'm not guaranteeing you anything, perhaps be this project that I'm looking for to build up to a leadership level, and it will benefit from my work and effort moving forward. So if you want quick duplication, it's going to happen between building the fire and First Steps to Success. These two things are outrageously powerful for building people's paychecks and building up their leadership skills as it's done in you. And as that happens, they will do then what they've been trained to do, as long as what they've been trained to do is very simple. Anyone can follow simple. Not everybody can follow hard. Great question. Hope that helps. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Me too. Me too. Okay, Shane, what an awesome.
Yep, you do sound nice.
Next up, we have Darnell in California.
Okay, well, actually, never mind.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Shane,
yes.
What I need you to do is clear the queue.
Okay.
The next question that we are going to focus in on is prospecting. If anyone has a prospecting question, we really just handle duplication and time management, some of time management, time management concerning business, yes. So if someone has a prospecting question, they can press 1 now. I'm going to take one question for prospecting.
I discuss. 1 second as we get those names.
You interrupt me whenever you have it.
Certainly.
Okay. Okay, guys, while we're waiting for Shane to pull that up, I want to read this to you. This is from Augustine out in Laguna Beach, California. This will inspire you and help you. They're saying, prior to going to Danny Johnson, I was struggling financially, prior to actually working with Work at Home Profit Zone. After going through some difficult times, I had lost hope and my vision for the future. My life has not been the same since First Step Success. I now have a great relationship with God, my wife, kids, friends, and people I do business with. I now consistently am earning $35,000 to $40,000 per month. Wow. Could you imagine? Now listen, here's another one from Molly. Molly came out of First Steps in Creating a Dynasty, is turned a $500 check into $5,500. Wow. Paid off $57,000 worth of debt. How crazy is that? That's Molly out of Greenlee, Colorado. Guys, you can be next. It's up to you. Shane, you ready?
Yes, we have William Thomas in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, William.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
What can I do for you?
I had a question as far as with prospecting. I actually do more so situational prospecting.
Okay.
More often. And I hear you say numbers a lot as far as with cold market. And I just want to know for where I want to be, you know, what type of numbers.
Numbers. Okay. Now, usually with situational prospecting, your ratios are going to be higher than they will with cold market by far. Are you part-time or full-time?
Part-time.
How many hours a week are you working?
About 12.
Okay, 12 hours a week. What do you do full-time?
I do financial services with the bank.
Financial services, so you give people loans?
Well, the problem, I was actually empathizing with the young lady last week because when she said she felt
right,
that's how I feel. Like,
exactly.
I'm
putting people in debt. Exactly. Terrible. Okay, so you're in financial services. That sounds better, though. I'm in financial services. No, actually, I put people in debt. It's terrible. I understand. Sometimes we got to do things we don't like to do. Okay, so you're working your business 12 hours a week. And
right,
most of it is situational prospecting. Okay, well, I got to tell you something. Here's some great news, William. You know that an organization that I built part-time in 2 years, majority of that, more than 50% of that was all situational prospecting. So 20,000 people, more than 50% was all situational prospecting. And majority of my organization duplicated that, meaning they, majority of them, and the rest of them were warm market to situational prospecting. I've worked other businesses where it's straight cold market, and then I supplemented with situational prospecting. And then when cold market, all cold market did was bring me people who had a warm market. And so we would drive it deep through their warm market. And that's the whole purpose of any prospecting at all, whether it's lukewarm or cold, and lukewarm being situational prospecting. The lukewarm prospecting is just to get to somebody else's warm market. That's the whole purpose, is to get to somebody else's warm market. Now, here's what that looks like. If you're working 12 hours a week, do you have an existing organization now?
Yes.
Okay, about how many people?
About 20.
Okay, good job. Good job. Okay, so in which tells me that you have plenty of time to situational prospect. That's why I was asking. Majority of your time clearly can be spent on situational prospecting. Tell me how you're doing it now.
Okay, right now, because my hours are pretty weird, I'm on Eastern time, so I work from in the morning about 9 a.m. to 12 before I go into my job.
Okay.
And then usually I actually, you know, put in another hour after work, you know, from 11 to 12, like the last hour. Pretty much while I'm on the bus ride, huh?
Okay. Oh, yeah, just talking to people as you're heading home. Okay, cool. Now, how many numbers would you say that you're collecting a day?
A day right now, probably about 10.
You're collecting 10 numbers a day?
Yes.
You're an animal! Dude, I'm proud of you. That's incredible. That's
really
exactly what you should be doing. Yes. That's killer. I never did more than that. I never did more than 10. In fact, it was like this old, old thing I learned at a Saturday training back from the first business I was ever a part of. And they said, put 10 pennies in your pocket and move one penny from the left pocket to the right pocket for every phone number that you collect. And you cannot go to bed until you've moved all 10 pennies. And so you're doing it. If you're averaging collecting 10 phone numbers a day, shoot, dude, you're doing awesome. I built an enormous business part-time. You're working part-time. Built an enormous business talking to 10 people a day. You're doing great. So you're right where you should be. Now, next question, are you calling those people back?
No. I'll stay that quick without all of them, no.
Okay, but you're calling some of them back.
Yes.
How many would you say you're calling back?
About 3.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because I'm checking emails a lot. And
I gotcha. Okay, let me ask you something. How much money do you make checking email?
Nothing.
That's right. And how much money would you like to make?
Well, it's limitless, but, I mean, my goal is that I would like to, by March 21st, generate a six-figure income.
Let me hear that again.
By March 21st, I want to generate $100,000.
Okay, and where are we now?
This started in September, so right now I'm only about $500 into it.
Okay. Okay. So, you know I love you and I want to see you succeed.
Yes.
Okay. Would you be willing? Okay, now watch. And this is, again, I'm going to bring you down to time management as an issue again. Watch. I appreciate your goal, and I appreciate your desire to improve, and I appreciate your desire to hit that six-figure mark in the next 6 months. I think that's awesome. However, the thing we have to look at when we're looking at our goal is, does it work with my current lifestyle, number one? Number two, do I possess the skill sets to do it in the time period of which I've picked? Only you know the answers to that. It's been 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
Okay. So according to the last 2 weeks, do you currently possess the skill set? At your current skill set equation, will that help you to make that six figures in 6 months?
If I call these people back.
Well, if you've made $500 in the last 2 weeks, right, which is good part-time income. I mean, give me a break. That's great part-time income. You're averaging $250 a week, which is good. It's a great start. You have $99,500 to go. Okay, and you have 5.5 months to do it in. Let me ask you this. Would you feel like a complete failure if it took you 6 years to generate an extra six-figure income yearly?
No.
No. Can we do this? Can we just take the timeline off, please?
Okay.
All right. I want you to take that timeline. I want you to flush it down the toilet. I don't know where the timeline came from. I don't know who put it in your head. All I know is it is currently not, it's currently possible but not probable in the current set of circumstances. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Have you ever set a goal to where you set yourself up in a for a failure?
Yes.
Now, you don't want to do that again, do you?
No, I don't.
No. So if you're going to set a goal, do you want to set a goal that you know that you know that you know you can achieve?
Yes.
Do you want to set a goal that you know with the timeline that you have, with everything going on in your life and with your family, that no matter what circumstances come your way, you know you can get it done?
Yes.
And do you want to set a goal that when it's all said and done, you say, man, good job, William. You did it.
Right.
Yes. So I know for myself and from working with thousands and thousands of people and coaching lots of people, I can tell you that if we set a goal that we don't look at the truth of, okay, I have 12 hours a week. Okay, I'm new at this. Okay, currently, I can collect 10 phone numbers, which is amazing, but I only call 3 back. Currently, my current level of 12 hours is spent a lot of time on email and checking email and looking for other busybody things to do because I really don't know what I'm doing and I don't want to fail. So the 6 months comes and goes, and you wind up making maybe $20,000, an extra $20,000 in 6 months. Because the goal was set at $100,000, how do you feel with
$20,000? I'd feel like I didn't hit it.
It felt like you failed.
Right.
That if you set the goal at 100, but all you did was 20, you'd feel like a complete failure. This puts pressure on you. This makes you work crippled. This makes you swim upstream. This puts anxiety to have to make it happen really fast, and then, oh, it's not working fast enough. And, I mean, you got 20 people in your group. That's going to feel like nothing, and it's going to cause a relationship between you and them not going, not pulling the best out in them nor in you because of the pressure to have to hit my $100,000 goal. So trash it. It's not worth it. In the current set of circumstances, it's not worth what it's going to take to make it happen. It's not worth the pressure. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth the money that's going to take. It's not worth any of it. But to set a goal to maybe double where you're at now in the next 90 days, totally feasible, 100%. To set a goal, to be honest with you, there's a different goal I'd like for you to set, the same kind of goal that I told Charlotte to set. Just show up. That would be good. Let's just start picking up the phone. What I told Charlotte, you heard her, where I said, you know, you obviously know the technique of form because you're using my terminology of situational prospecting.
Right.
So she was terrified to talk to people, so I said, all I want you to do is do F, which is family, get people to talk about their family first. That's all I want you to do. Just get people to talk about family first, and that's it. Nothing else for the first week. Okay, why? That takes pressure off, takes her out of the salesman mentality, and helps to set a goal of what she knows that she knows she can do. You set goals of what you know you can do. It starts to build your confidence, and then you can start increasing the goal. So the goal I want you to set, I want you to get rid of the $100,000 in 6 month goal. I want you to work on this goal, simple goal, of 10 phone numbers, call 6. You think you could do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, if 6 is too many, try 4. Because if you know you call 3 out of 10, by just calling one more, increase 10%. You realize that, right?
Right.
It's the same as when people try to figure out this closing thing. When they say, okay, Danny, I want to know how to get 100% closing ratio now. Okay. I know you've probably never thought that, right? Okay, so I say, okay, well, where are we starting from? I can't close anybody, but I want to go 100% now. Okay, awesome. Well, why don't we try 5% to start off with? Because from 0 to 5 is a big improvement. And
right.
We can build on those step-by-step improvements much easier than we can trying to, you know, eat an entire elephant all in one thing. You do it one bite at a time, okay? So the goal I want you to do is I do not want William to check email for a week. I want William to call 6 out of the 10 numbers that he gets, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool. That's what I want you to do this month. Focus on that. Are you going to be in Detroit?
I will give it my best.
That is the answer I'm looking for, buddy. That's the answer I'm looking for. If your life depended on it, could you make it happen?
Yes.
It's going to increase your skill set exactly where you need it. Listen, if you can get 10 phone numbers a day, oh, my gosh. Oh, man, what I have prepared for Detroit this weekend is, like, so specific, so step-by-step. You're going to be following this, like, full-on recipe. Bam, 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 bam. You can just sit in there checking it off your list. Okay, I did that. Okay, I did that. Okay, I did that. And you're going to start seeing results happen right exactly from where you're sitting right now of being able to collect 10 phone numbers and only calling 3. You're going to increase your skill set with the 3 plus the additional 3 and then learn how to just rattle a chain to where volume starts coming from all of that. Then who knows where you'll wind up in 6 months. You might do more than you ever thought you could. So anyway, great question. Thank you, William. It relates to a lot of people. A lot of people are in the same boat.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Okay, Shane. Let me take a question on, go ahead and clear that queue again. Let's take a question on closing. Any of you that are having a challenge with closing, I want to answer your question. Oops, wrong piece of paper I turned over. Here we go. Okay, again, for those of you listening and watching live on the web, you can go to Work at Home Profit Zone. Yeah, there's all kinds of calls in there on closing, all kinds of calls on there on prospecting. That are absolutely free for you to take advantage of. We really want to help you, and we really want to see you to succeed. Here's here's an entry from Lorraine out of Leesburg, Virginia. She came out of corporate America for over 20 years, and she says she worked very, very long and hard hours and was always traveling and spending time away from her family. She was building relationships and making money for the company while her personal life had become a huge mess. She said she was totally stressed out. She went to First Steps to Success. In fact, she said she gave up Bon Jovi tickets. Oh, my gosh. What a sacrifice. She must be in my generation. Went to First Steps to Success. And after 2 days, she was immediately put the strategies to work and made an additional $2,000 the very next week. Do you know there's going to be a Lorraine? There's going to be a Lorraine. Or a Tom, or a Brad. There's going to be somebody in Detroit that is going to come out, is going to email me and say, Danny, I came out in my first 2 days, after just 2 days, learned all that information, and in that very next week, meaning I flew home on Monday, and then that from Monday to Sunday, made an additional $2,000. Do you need an extra $2,000? Can happen for her. Maybe you can follow the same steps and have that same thing happen for you. Okay, Shane, who do we have on closing?
We have Amber Burton. Go ahead, Amber.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. What can I help you with?
As far as my closing goes, I'm just kind of getting back into what I had to set down for a while, but just kind of getting my posture up and going, and like how I can remember just to stay strong and just remember that this is a moral obligation that I have, and not to be afraid when it comes to number six. Question number six.
The closing question?
Yes.
You mean the question?
The question.
Okay, baby doll. So you have the ability to close, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you've learned how to do that, right?
Right.
Okay. And so let me tell you something. Were you not able to close before?
I just have a really low ratio, I think.
Okay, ho.
Maybe.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So you're saying you have the ability to close?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you present your business to 10 people, how many people can you close?
One.
You can. Oh, and so did you just finish saying that you have a very low, low closing ratio?
Yeah. Well, it feels like
that. Oh, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, Amber Burton.
Yes.
You said that when you present to 10, you can close one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear my talk with Charlotte Zort?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you remember what I said about a 10% closing ratio?
Yes.
What did I say?
Okay.
I said that it was really good.
Okay.
That's what I said. It's really good. Okay, so was there ever a time where you didn't have a 10% closing ratio?
I wouldn't say so, no. I mean, I've always felt that I've been able to do it. I haven't always had the posture. And
no, hold on. Was there ever a time where you could close 0 out of 10?
Yes.
Thank you. And so then you learned a new skill and got your closing ratio from 0 to 10 to 1 out of 10.
Yes.
Right? So you did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question I have for you is, you know, was that exciting when you went from 0 out of 10 to 1 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what did you do to increase your closing ratio from 0 to 10%?
Well, of course, first steps.
Okay.
And Dynasty.
Okay.
And Prospect and Closure with a Million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like when you hear, like, Charlotte, okay, you heard Charlotte, the first one on the call, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, when Charlotte first came, she didn't have a 10% closing ratio either.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
I do now, yeah.
Okay. And so if Charlotte can then get to bringing in 1 to 2 people a day, what does that perhaps tell you?
That I can do it.
Right, but only if you do what she's done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no shortcut, number one. And the second thing I'm going to tell you is this. Is I remember feeling like when I would hear stories like Charlotte, or I'd hear stories like Lorraine, like the one I just read, you know,
mm-hmm.
or I heard stories, you know, like Brenton, Utah paid off $1.7 million worth of debt, or Augustine, you know, that now is making $35,000 to $40,000 a month, it would make my 10% closing ratio feel like, squat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So that very thing that I worked hard for in the beginning, because, you know, in the beginning, I couldn't close anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't close anybody. I was like, I just want to be able to close somebody. Right? Do you remember that, Amber?
Yeah.
I think I remember talking to you.
Yes.
Once before about that, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do. And so then when you hear those other stories, it makes you feel like you're lesser than, and it makes your big triumph feel like a piece of squat.
Uh-huh.
True, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally. So when you feel like your big triumph is squat, what does that do to your posture?
It brings it down.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. So it brings the posture down, and then what?
And then I get nervous, and I don't know. Just I don't get anything done. I mean, I don't read question number six.
So which means that you wind up with a 0% closing ratio again, huh?
Right.
So it kind of makes you go backwards?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I kind of take one step forward and then a couple steps back, and then one step forward, a couple steps back.
Okay, so Amber.
When it comes to that, yeah.
Amber, do you want to see your closing ratios rise up?
Yeah.
What are you willing to do to make that happen?
As much as I can.
Is what you're currently doing working? Is being nervous? Is being nervous?
No.
Not asking
no.
question number six? Feeling like whatever you do is in squat working?
No.
Then what do you think the answer is?
Not to compare myself, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Here's what happens, Amber. A lot of times when we reach, okay, you've heard me say this. The worst thing about success is?
A lot of it.
A little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry, a little bit. Sorry.
The worst thing about success is a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so here we go from 0 to 10%, and we're like, yeah, until we hear somebody else's 50%. That's the worst thing about success is a little bit. So then we focus on, how do I beat that person? So then through striving and aggression and anxiety, we try to get better.
Right.
Our results then stay the same. Versus going, okay, I'm going to trust my process. I'm going to put myself back into first step success. I'm going to listen again to prospect and closure rate of millions. Someday I'll be there. And I don't care if it takes me 10 years to do what Charlotte's been able to do. I don't care if it takes me 10 years for my skill set to be to 1 to 2 a day. I'm going in that direction. Is it possible, Amber, to go north and south at the same time?
No.
It's not. So your focus has been south. It needs to be north. About face, baby. Get back on track. The thing that helped your closing ratios go from 0 to 10% is the very thing that's going to help you take it from 10% to 20%, which means you double your income in the same amount of time. The only way to make that happen is to get back to first steps to success. Study prospect and close your way to millions. You already possess the ability to grow 10%. You possess that ability. The ability came through these venues that you said. You're the one that told me that's how I learned how to do it. Great. Go back to that again. You cannot be looking at somebody else that's better than you, faster than you, did better in a shorter period of time. You must look at, this is where I'm heading. I don't care if it takes me 10 years. Take the timeline off. That takes the pressure off. Put the focus on you. Improving the skill set, not you and how bad you suck. I got to move on, baby. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it, honey. You can do it. All right. Cool. Shane, clear the queue. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there we go. An hour slips by very, very, very fast. Let me just go ahead and direct you to a couple of things here really quickly. Again, it's my honor and privilege to be here at workathomeprofitzone.com. I believe truly that what they have put together here at Work at Home Profit Zone is really an outrageous, amazing, phenomenal website that I can't imagine what I had, where I would have been if I had a tool like this. We did handle those questions that we said that we would. We handled duplication. We handled how do I manage it all together, time management wise. We talked about prospecting with situational prospecting, and then this with closing. Somebody that got on a path from 0 to 10%, and here's what happens. And I know that relates to a whole bunch of you. It used to happen to me in the very same way. Now we have a couple things that I want to offer you. Those at Work at Home Profit Zone have a special gift for you tonight. And it is only for those that want to really step themselves up. And I know that you can feel deep down in your spirit that there's a next step for you. I know you feel that. And you also know that now is not the time to screw around. That if you don't possess the skill sets in moving forward, just like when I first talked to Charlotte, man, Charlotte was the one that couldn't pick up the phone. She graduated over that to getting on the phone and people hanging up on her. She graduated from that, you know, to the next level of actually getting through a presentation. Graduate through that, oh, I could close somebody. You know, graduate from that to actually building an organization. It's just success is step by step by step. And first steps to success, no matter what level you're at, whether you have an enormous organization or a small one, going to help you with whatever step you're at to take that next step. So we have an offer for you guys. I know you know that First Step Success on the web right now. If you go to the website to firststepstosuccess.com, First Steps is $1,500 per ticket. It's $1,500 per ticket. Right now they're running a big special where it's $1,100 off of that ticket. Well, they have authorized for me to give another $100 off. So it's a total of $1,200 off of the original $1,497 ticket. So it brings the price way, way down. We're going to do this for the next 15 people. By the way, 15 people got blessed last week with 6 hours or whatever of free content from a very first training that I did back coming out of retirement, the Carlsbad training. They got that for free. There was 15 people that got a hold of that. It was the first 15 people that responded, and we honored that commitment that we made, and we gave that to them, which had a $100 value to it. So if you would like to have $100 off right now, if you somehow missed the deadline last week and you want to be able to take advantage of it right now, for those of you that are on watching live via the web or you're listening to my voice right now, go to firststepstosuccess.com, okay, register for Detroit, Michigan, and then in the checkout page, you need to enter the code Detroit08. That is the promo code. Again, the promo code is Detroit08. If you want that discount, $1,200 off a $1,500 seat, get over there right away for the next 15 people that get online and register. I know that there's a bunch of you scrambling right here, right now. We know that many of you were able to chat through the call. Hope and pray that you listened, you took notes. Hope and pray that you use the information. It is a blessing to be here with you guys. John Paletti, thank you so much for having me a guest on this call here tonight. The call is back to you.
Thank you, Danny. What an amazing, amazing call. And for those of you who got to watch, I was watching the whole thing. It is awesome to see you, Danny, and how you show people, not just tell them. It was great. And, folks, we want to know what you think of this call tonight. So we really, really, really want you to tell us your feedback, and you can do that by going to www.telldanny.com. That is TELLDANI.com. Your feedback is so important. It helps us serve you better, improve things, and lets us know what we're doing right, lets us know what we need to work on. So, folks, please do that. And also, Danny is talking about First Steps to Success in Detroit. That will also qualify you for her advanced leadership training coming up in Atlanta, Georgia, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. That is called Creating a Dynasty. That's where leaders are made. And we have people all over the world who will be attending that event, and we want to make sure that you are there too. So get to Detroit, qualify yourself for Creating a Dynasty. And, folks, we invite you to be with us next week for Danny Johnson's Work at Home Profit Zone Monday Night Success Call. And we thank all of you for being here tonight. We will see you next week, and have a phenomenal evening. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.